Greer Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Greer Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Roseland. Rob Osmond, Tyson Herbonic with you, setting the stage now for the boys' matchup in the Lawrence Nelson Raiders and the Silver Lake Mustangs. Solid play all the way around. Lawrence Nelson comes into the contest at 9-4 and are a little bit, I guess you could say, struggling as of late. Now, they won their first 8 games of the season, Lawrence Nelson did, and then started to struggle about 2 weeks ago, dropping 4 of their last 6 games. They won their first 7 games, actually, and then now have lost 4 of their last 6. And it is the 6 that they've lost to have been pretty solid. The losses that they've had have been tough teams that Lawrence Nelson, the boys, have just not been able to withstand that. Head coach Tom Jensen making the most out of his players. Taking a look at Silver Lake, Terry Bowers, the head coach for the Mustangs. They're 6-7 on the year. And that's not typical of this Silver Lake boys squad. They have won, however, their last 3 in a row, and they're winners of 5 of their last 6. Games. So they are clearly on a roll and starting to put things together and get things back to where Silver Lake is accustomed to being.
Yeah, you're right, Rob. Like you said, they started the season and that went 1-6 to start. But since January 5th, they've won 5 of their last 6 games. So it looks like Silver Lake is starting to get a handle on things, and both teams really need this game to start momentum towards the tournament tonight.
Yeah, it's a pretty solid matchup coming up here. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with the rest of our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show, and we'll break down the teams and starters and take a look at our matchups here as the boys get ready to take the court in this tough rivalry matchup. It's the Lawrence Nelson Raiders taking on the Silver Lake Mustangs here in Roseland. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Finding affordable health insurance that gives you one less thing to worry about doesn't have to be scary or frustrating. For someone to talk to right in this area, contact your neighbors at the Kroll Agency. Kroll has offices in Kennesaw, Minden, Hastings, and Roseland, so you won't have to go far to find solid local advice. Call today, 888-476-3700. That's 888-476-3700. The Kroll Agency is an independent and authorized health insurance producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Gennert Packing Company and Holstein wishes the Silver Lake teams and coaches good luck and continued success in every sport. Gennert Packing Company has been serving our area for almost 25 years with meat processing and a retail counter. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon on Saturday. For carryout, catering, or cooked meats for weddings, graduations, or any other special event, call Gennert Packing Company at 402-756-5611 and at GennertPack.com. Gennert done at Gennert Packing Company in Holstein, Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. Tyson Nebronick with you. Just talking a little bit about Lawrence Nelson. We alluded them to them earlier. Lawrence Nelson started the season 7-0 and then lost 2 in a row to a tough 11-1 Giltner team and then to Sandy Creek. They just came off a very impressive showing Tuesday night, however, against a Blue Hill team that me and Rob saw. They ended up losing that game 44-47. But if you can play a team a class above you regardless, if you can play a team that way to 3 points, that's still an impressive game. Now, Lawrence Nelson's got some things going for them, as we've said as of late. Yeah, Lawrence Nelson, they beat Kennesaw, they beat Chickley. They've actually beaten Kennesaw twice. But losing the last two, of course, Burning Davenport and Blue Hill. This game, however, as we've alluded to, this is going to be a good showing point. Both Silver Lake and Lawrence Nelson, as they both get set to go into the Twin Valley Conference Tournament. Both probably going to be about middle-of-the-road teams for that Twin Valley Conference Tournament. But both teams really need to get this win to kind of solidify where they're at, and it would be a great momentum builder, especially for Silver Lake. We saw Silver Lake earlier on in the season when they played the Blue Hill Boys, and it was just a game where Blue Hill was just really strong. And that's the one common opponent that we and Rob have actually seen together is the Blue Hill Bobcats. And early on, Silver Lake was still trying to get things figured out offensively. Blue Hill came out and pretty much took them away in the second half. And so if you look at the, if you look at that way on paper, then you look at Lawrence Nelson, who held Blue Hill to just a three-point game here last Tuesday. Robert, you joined us?
Back with starters in hand.
I was just mentioning, Rob, the Blue Hill game that we saw. That was our very first game for the Breeze this year, was Blue Hill versus Silver Lake, and that was a game that Blue Hill really kind of controlled from the very get-go, and Lawrence Nelson just last Tuesday beat Blue Hill to a three-point game. So that's the one common game that we've both seen, teams we've both seen from these teams. So to base it on that, granted that game was very early in the Silver Lake season.
Well, together the two teams have played nine common opponents throughout the season. Lawrence Nelson is 7-2 against those common teams, and Silver Lake is 4-5. So we could see a little bit of a turn here, but this game, I'm still going to say, could go either way. It depends on who's here and who wants to play.
Well, you're exactly right, Robin. Frequently we do see that with rivalry games, especially because both teams, they're so close together, they know each other really well, and when you get that kind of a incentive on the court,
yeah, they
can make for a fun matchup. And so late in the season, when a lot of stuff's on the line for seeding in the Twin Valley Conference Championship, you know both coaches are going to have their teams ready to play.
Absolutely. Terry Bauer does a fantastic job for Silver Lake, always has, and just absolutely spectacular. Tom Jensen for Lawrence Nelson does a super job with what it, you know, he's working with. However, I just wondered, you know, something happened in midseason that it could have just been stiffer competition, but all of a sudden the wheels came off the spokes, and Lawrence Nelson had a great team to get things started. Looked like they were going to make an impact there in D2, and then all of a sudden they ran into a couple of tough teams, and they kind of turned the season south for them.
Yeah.
Still a very respectable 9-4. I'm not taking anything away from Lawrence
Nelson. You're exactly right. Anytime you play Gilton or Sandy Creek or Blue Hill, those are two teams, Sandy Creek and Blue Hill, that we've personally seen. And Gilton, a very tough team.
Yeah, I think they've only lost once.
Yeah, only lost one game is Gilton. So
yeah, Gilton 11-1.
That's three tough games on your schedule. You throw a win in there, and you always have a few games that you probably should have won. And granted, that was a 52-63 game, really, after Bruning Davenport just showed up to play there on that game. So.
Right, and it was at Bruning Davenport. So, yeah, I'm not going to make excuses, but Lawrence Nelson, a very solid team, much better, I think, than that record shows. Silver Lake, I'll tell you one thing that jumps out right at you. The quarterback of the football team, Kevin Hall, in that their last playoff game, which I believe was a semifinal, here at Silver Lake, broke his leg.
Yeah.
And in the second quarter?
Very, very early in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was
really early.
Yeah, in the first quarter. And then he's got a broken leg. He's only played five games this year, and he's a typical basketball starter as well. And they have sorely missed him. Now, he's been back. He's been playing five games. So look out, because Silver Lake is starting to get their feet back underneath them again, and they're starting to put some things together. And, you know, they've won their last three games. They've won five out of their last six games. And Kevin Hall's back in the mix of things. Now, he is not starting tonight. That leg is still not 100%, but he has been getting a lot of play. Let's do this if we could. Can we take a quick break? And when we come back, we'll get our starting lineups, and then we'll be able to spend a little bit of time as we prepare to get this ball game underway. We got a great one shaping up here in Roseland. It's the Lawrence Nelson Raiders taking on the Silver Lake Mustangs in Roseland on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Roseland. Now, time for our starting lineups brought to you by New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, proud sponsors of our starting lineups. For Lawrence Nelson, the Raiders under head coach Tom Jensen again, 9-4 on the season. Andy Peterson gets the start. He's a 5'10 senior. Garrett Svoboda is a 6'1 senior starting tonight. Cody Volk gets the start. He's a 5'11 senior, as does Derek Harrington. Harrington is a 5'11 senior. Jason Pohlmeier comes into the contest, 5'11, a junior. That's your starting lineup for the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. For the Silver Lake Mustangs, under head coach Terry Bauer, again, their record 6-7 on the year. Jake Polk will get the start. Polk averages 14 points per game. He is a 6'1 junior. Sawyer Monroe starting tonight. He is a 5'11 junior. Monroe averages 6 points a game. Very solid defensive player as well. Nate Coffey getting the start tonight. He is a 6 foot junior. Averages just over 5 points per game. Again, a defensive specialist. Coffey usually hauls down about 8 boards for the Mustangs. Jacob Trouse gets the start tonight. He's a 5'11 junior, averaging 5 points per game. Pretty solid off the boards as well. Tyler Ostrander getting the final starting position. He is a 6'5 junior, will pull down an average of 10 points per game, and pretty serious off the boards as well. That is your starting lineup for the Silver Lake Mustangs, again under head coach Terry Bauer. Good crowd on hand tonight here at Roseland. A lot of people from Lawrence Nelson making the trek across county to take advantage of a great ball game coming up here. Again, if you just joined us, the Lady Mustangs put on a dominating performance. Forty-seven twenty-eight was the final score as the Lady Mustangs remain perfect on the year. The boys now about ready to take the court to get things started. Again, a great crowd on hand to get going. A lot of neat little things going on here as we prepare for the Raiders and the Mustangs to tip things off. It'll be Tyler Ostrander, the 6'5 junior for the Mustangs, going up against Garrett Svoboda. He's a 6'1 senior. And we're about to get underway. Mustangs pass is up. It's going to be knocked away, and it's going to be won by the Raiders. Svoboda got enough on it, and the boys for the Raiders are off to work now. Andy Peterson works it around the right side, picks it up, gives it over to Bolt. Bolt passes now back to Svoboda. Svoboda now gives it up to Peterson. Peterson to Svoboda. Svoboda now works off the pick, gets around, covered nicely by Jake Bolt. Top of the key now as the Raiders looking for that shot, trying to get it inside. Can't get it. Svoboda tries it, gets it around, going baseline. It's going to be cut off by Jacob Trouch. Svoboda now will have to give it up to Pohlmeier. Pohlmeier gives it to Peterson. He'll get his first shot just inside the arc. It's no good. Rebound will go to the Mustangs as they push it up quick to Trouch. Trouch all the way across the court to Jake Polk. Polk passes over to the right side. Polk now with it, works his way towards the top of the key, kind of eyeing the defense, bounce pass over to the right side to Sawyer Monroe. Monroe tried to give and go, but good coverage by the Raiders to block that pass off, and it'll be still in the hands of the Raiders, or of the Mustangs. Three-point shot way up the mark from Sawyer Monroe, but the Mustangs were there to get it back. Good positioning by Jake Polk. Polk's going to send it all the way across. This one's going into the crowd, and that's a tough turnover for Silver Lake. They never really got a good look at a good shot on that one.
No, Rob, still trying to work the offense around as the Silver Lake Mustangs there, and they had a man open on the wing, and the pass was just too high for him.
Both teams kind of being a little standoffish on offense now. Silver Lake going with a little bit of a press now. Svoboda's going to try to break it. He'll drop a shoulder, go baseboard, baseline, and get it. Svoboda, with that right-handed layup, gets the Raiders on the board first, 2-0. Lawrence Nelson on top, 6:20 to go in the ball game. Another long pass out of bounds. Too much on it from Sawyer Monroe this time. And that's a tough turnover that Silver Lake will have to eliminate. No press now. Andy Peterson works it up to the right side. He'll make the dish to Svoboda. Svoboda drops a shoulder, drives around the outside, gets pushed away by Ostering. A three-point shot is up. It's no good from Bollmeyer. Raiders will get the board. Whistle blows underneath. Still 2-0. Ball was out of bounds. No foul called. 6 minutes to go in the opening period here in Roseland. Bounce pass goes over. Nate Coffey in trouble. Makes the pass. It's going to be picked up on the fly by Sawyer Monroe. He'll hit the deck hard. Possession will go to the Raiders. Substitutes coming in now for Silver Lake. Kevin Hall comes into the ball game for the first time.
Didn't take long for him to make his impact on the game.
Absolutely. Coach Bauer was saying he's going to get a lot of playing time tonight. He just not quite up for the start yet. Svoboda now works it around to the left side. Bolt gives it up to Peterson. Peterson tucks back around to the left side. Harrington drives inside. He'll put it up off the backboard. No good. Rebound goes to Tyler Ostrander, who will haul it down for the Mustangs, and they'll bring it back, trying to get even in this ball game. Down by two. 2-0. Ostrander underneath gets kind of pushed away. Shot is off the mark, and Svoboda comes back with the board and makes a run for it and will draw the foul in the backcourt. Into the ball game now, Candy Gomez for the Raiders. Check that. Michael Schroer in the ball game, along with Addison McCartney for Lawrence Nelson. Peterson works it around the right side, gives it to Bono. Bono kicks it back out. Picked up by Harrington. Harrington to Peterson. Peterson gives back to Svoboda at the top of the key. Now down into the post, driving baseline. Schroer gets turned away by Ostrander. We'll kick it right back out. Underneath, streaking underneath was Harrington, and he couldn't find the handle as he tried to get his way in there on the breakaway and could not do it. Silver Lake will have possession. Still down by two, 2-0 with 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Triple coverage now. Good pressure on Coffey. He'll break it, get it away. Silver Lake now, Ostrander underneath, gets a second opportunity. Ostrander gets the Mustangs on the board. We're tied at two. Peterson working it now for the Raiders. Dishes off to Schroer. Schroer's shot is up and in. Check that. That was Harrington. Harrington from just inside makes it a 4-2 ball game. Hall goes up for the drive, drops his shoulder, and missed the shot, tried to get the board, and may have been involved in the foul. He was. Kevin Hall picks up foul for Silver Lake. They're second on the board.
Yeah, it should be their second foul. They got one on Coffey and one on Hall.
Oh, it's Coffey?
Yep.
Okay. Take your word for it. Back to work now, still 4-2. Lawrence Nelson on top. McCartney now makes the pass over to the left side to Peterson. Peterson may have walked with it. He did.
Sure did. Just trying to get that extra step. He had a wide open lane, and he was just a little bit too eager to take that open lane to the bucket.
Yep, a little too quick. Jake Bolt brings it back for the Mustangs now. Chance to tie things up. They're down by two. 4-2 the score. 3:39 to go in the first quarter. Strauss just is off to Coffey. Coffey now gets it back to Ostrander on the right side. Back to Coffey. Coffey sends it over to Polk. Polk puts it up for three. It's no good. Ostrander's there for the board. He goes up. It's going to be tipped away. Foul is called. Ostrander was going up, so he'll go to the line. Foul is going to be, I think, on Michael Schroer. And that's the first foul on Lawrence Nelson. First shot up and no good from Ostrander. One more coming. Substitutions now. Svoboda will head to the bench. In his stead will be Jared Ryman. Ryman's a 6'2 junior. Second shot up from Ostrander. It's no good. Lawrence Nelson still up by two. 4-2, chance to add to that. Peterson has it picked. Breakaway by Cossie. Cossie goes down, has the ball stripped away from him as he's going up. He'll go to the line. He had the speed, and he just slowed up just a little bit. Again, oftentimes you see it, they try to draw that foul, but if they just go for the shot, they're going to get fouled anyway.
Yeah. And I think you kind of slowed up sometimes. It just gets in the back of your mind. The guy's right behind you. Here comes the foul. But just, you always were taught to go full force at the basket when you got a breakaway like that.
Absolutely. Coffee misses the first one. Second shot is up. It's no good. Rebound is going to go to anybody who wants it. Svoboda is going to get a hold of it for Silver Lake. Or, excuse me, for Lawrence Nelson. Now, Garrett Svoboda drives, and he's going to be fouled.
That should be Coffee second.
No indication yet. There it is. Nate Cossie picks up number two.
And Svoboda is so quick when he's driving to the lane, and when you're caught out of position, sometimes that's all you have left to do is foul.
Yep.
Both teams really struggling from the line right now, as there we see Svoboda miss his free throw.
Second shot coming from Garrett Svoboda. This one's going to find the box. It's a 3-point. Lawrence Nelson leads. Mustangs trying to get back into this now. 2:45 to go, opening quarter in Roseland. Polk sends it across the court to Monroe. Monroe to Ostrander. Ostrander back to Monroe. Hall has it passed in his direction, but it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Jared Ryman doing a good hustle job over there. Get the hand on the ball, knocks it out of bounds, and the Mustangs will have to reload now. Polk setting that offense up. Sends Monroe to the left side. Monroe picks it up. Works it down into the corner. Jaden Graybill is in for Silver Lake. Back to Hall. Hall works his way around quick, gets the give and go. Can't do it. It's going to throw it right at the feet of Michael Schroer. Out of bounds it goes, so Silver Lake will get it back. Ostrander working his way underneath. Polk now has his face full of Ryman. Goes to Ostrander underneath. Right-handed hook shot is no good. Silver Lake can't get a hold of it. Ball gets out of bounds. Last touch by the Mustangs. The Raiders will get it.
And Rob, what a lot of people might be wondering is, why isn't there a lot of movement with Silver Lake's offense? Why do we kind of see players just kind of standing around? What they're trying to do is draw pressure to the ball carrier so that that open lane, especially with Ostrander at 6'5", can get the open two-point shot.
Garrett Svoboda drives, works his way around. Ostrander gets it to go. Good-looking move by Garrett Svoboda as he weaves his way through traffic and gets it to go. Travel call on the Mustangs the other way. Lead now is at 5 for Lawrence Nelson, up 7-2. Cody Bolt drives inside, draws some pressure, kicks it right back out. Picked up by Addison McCartney. McCartney around the right side. Hands off to Schroer. Schroer works to Garrett Svoboda. Svoboda went in, had a little trouble dribbling it, and then Cody Bolt will take it and take that extra step. And Silver Lake will catch a break down by 5, 7-2 with 1:24 to go in the opening quarter. Jake Bolt now works it up the left side. Bounce pass over to Hall. Hall gets it around Svoboda, loses it. Ball's mixed up. Good hands in there by Michael Schroer. Turns it over. Raiders come back to work now. Set up now. Bolt sends it across to McCartney. McCartney works around the right side. Getting covered by Sawyer Monroe. He'll give it up. Garrett Svoboda looks to the outside. Down on the wing. Now working his way inside is McCartney. His shot is up. It's no good. Jake Bolt goes up for the defensive board, and the Mustangs are back in business down by 5. 3-point shot is up for Monroe, way off the mark. Rebound goes to the Mustangs. Underhanded layup is no good from Jake Bolt. Whistle blows, down on the court hard was Sawyer Monroe.
Right now, good job from Silver Lake attacking that offensive board. Five offensive rebounds here in this first quarter.
That's kind of what was missing. Foul's going to be on Garrett Svoboda. It'll be his first. First shot up and in from Sawyer Monroe. As he connects, makes it a 7-3 ball game. But, yeah, that was kind of absent here in those opening six and a half minutes, if you will. The Mustangs just not taking the aggressive stance. Second shot is no good from Monroe, but they'll get the board thanks to the hustle of Connor Hansen. Ball being knocked around. Jump ball is going to be called. Yes, and Silver Lake will hold on to it. Jacob Trausch was in on the scrum and manages to hold on to it now. Inbound pass. Then over to Catarino Perez. Perez goes up and in. Catarino Perez is a 5'4 freshman, makes it a 5'7 game. Raiders now up by two. 10 seconds to go in the opening quarter. McCartney now trying to play for that last shot. Getting covered by Perez. Runs into trouble. Takes it himself. Can't get it to go as he goes baseline. Throws it off the back of the backboard, and it's no good. We'll go to the second quarter. 7-5 is our score. Silver Lake hanging in there. We'll take a quick break and come back with that second quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Halls Oil Incorporated proudly supports all of the Silver Lake athletes, teams, and coaches. Halls Oil has truckloads and semi-truckloads of fuel delivery, gas, diesel, or propane. Halls Oil also carries a complete line of Chevron lubricants by the barrel or in bulk. Halls Oil also has a selection of tires and batteries. Call Halls Oil in Campbell or Wilcox for all of your petroleum needs. Call 402-756-8691. Good luck, Mustangs, from Halls Oil Incorporated in Campbell and Wilcox.
Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell wishes the Silver Lake and all the area athletes good luck. Scoop Agency Incorporated serves you with farm, auto, home, and crop insurance. They'll help you with the best prices and the best protection possible. Call the Scoop Agency at 402-756-8661, and it's a good idea to meet with your agent annually to make sure you're fully covered. Scoop Agency Incorporated, security is their business, service is their watchword. Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell, Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Second quarter action underway from Roseland. Rob Osmond, Tyson Hrabonik with you. We're underway in the second quarter. A little sloppy play to get things started. Lawrence Nelson turns it over to Silver Lake, and now the ball swatted out of bounds. Silver Lake back in business. Three-point shot way off the mark from Sawyer Monroe. Garrett Svoboda will bring it back. Dishes over to Cody Bolt. Bolt now to Peterson as Lawrence Nelson tries to stretch their lead. They're up by two. Garrett Svoboda between the legs. Looks for a little help, and he's just going to drag that foot. And picks up the traveling call and another turnover.
And that's one of the things where you got so much momentum going towards the basket. Well, he ran into a Silver Lake wall of defenders, and he turned around to try to pass it. His momentum has already taken him towards the basket. Ends up getting the traveling call.
Absolutely. He'll call it every time. Silver Lake now back in business, trying to draw even here, down by two. In the second quarter, long pass goes over to Catarino Perez. Perez now dishes off to Trausch. Trausch goes up and in. Gets it to go. We got a tie game. That was Hansen's score?
Yeah, Hansen scored for Silver Lake.
Hansen got it. All right, good. Good to catch that early. Here we go. Tied up at 7. Three-point shot is no good. As Silver Lake got it back real quick. Now here come the Raiders. Andy Peterson for three. It's off deep, and it goes off the back of the backboard and the referee's head. Tied up at 7 now. Lawrence Nelson gives up a little bit of the lead. And Silver Lake battling back now. Have tied it up. Chance to take the lead for the first time tonight. Jaden Graybill now makes the give to Catarino Perez. Perez goes across court to Trausch. Long pass back and hauling it down was Graybill. Did everything he could to keep that from going out of bounds, and they do so. Reset the offense now. Perez gives to the right side. Graybill in trouble, bounces back. Now it goes back into the hands of Sawyer Monroe, zips it through the lane, picks up Graybill. Graybill will bring it out to the top and give to Monroe. Monroe now to Catarino Perez. Perez tries to go post. He'll bypass him. Monroe tries to go inside now to Connor Hanson. Can't get a hold of it. And the Raiders pick it up and bring it back. Tied up at seven still. Garrett Svoboda goes in and comes back out with it. Gives it up to Harrington. Now Garrett Svoboda goes in. Works his way around to the left side. Ball's kicked out now to Pohlmeier. Pohlmeier goes inside to Svoboda. Svoboda up against the wall. Will have to kick it right back out. Harrington has it. Gives it up to Peterson. Peterson, now as the ball works its way around, foul's going to be called. I think Graybill's going to be called on this one. Nope, it's going to be Sawyer Monroe. Is that correct?
Yep, Sawyer Monroe charged with the foul there.
That'll be his first. Raiders now working on their end of the court, trying to get it inside. Pass goes over to Peterson. Peterson's now trapped in the wing. Tries to go baseline. Comes up. Dishes off at the last minute. It's up, but it's no good. Partially blocked by Ostrander of Silver Lake. And Silver Lake now one more opportunity to get back on top in this ball game. Polk dishes over to the left side to Hall. Hall back to Jake Polk. Polk for three on the left side. Off the rim short. Rebound goes to Lawrence Nelson. Going up for it was Harrington. They'll waste little time. Getting it down and underneath and up and in it goes. Pohlmeier gets it to go. 9-7 is our score. Lawrence Nelson back up on top by two with 4:40 to go in the opening half. Substitutions now back in the ball game will be Michael Schroer to the bench. Jason Pohlmeier for a breather. Silver Lake with the ball. Bounce pass is going to be picked off. Garrett Svoboda will haul it back. Good hustle and a good read by Svoboda. All alone, nothing but net. Derek Harrington pops one in. 14 feet out, and he made short work out of that one. 11-7 is our score. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. A little bit of skin on that one, too. Michael Schroer going to get a timeout called on Silver Lake, for Silver Lake, rather. It's going to be a short one. We'll stay with you. 11-7 is our score. 4-point lead now for Lawrence Nelson.
Yeah, and Rob, really 4:23 to play in the second quarter, and it's only 11-7. Shows you that's really been a defensive game. A little bit sloppy play offensively, though. You've had to notice that. We're already looking at for Silver Lake. They've committed 8 turnovers. Lawrence Nelson 4. But they're not really resulting in any points the other way. Right now, Lawrence Nelson playing a good 2-3 zone. They're trying to keep Silver Lake's big man, Ostrander, away from getting those easy baskets. They're saying to Silver Lake, if you've got the shot, go ahead and take it. And right now, Silver Lake hasn't been able to take those shots.
Well, and Lawrence Nelson hasn't been able to take advantage of a lot of opportunities either. They have not been able to separate themselves. This is their biggest lead of the night right now, isn't it?
Four-point lead, the biggest lead of the night.
And they keep letting Silver Lake get back into it. 3-point shot off the inbound pass is no good from Silver Lake. Polk trying to get it to go. Raiders now go back to work into the corner. 3-point shot up from Harrington. It's no good. Ostrander will get the board as it kicked right back to him. Pushing it up quickly now to Hall. Kevin Hall has it taken away. Good hands by Cody Bolt. And the Raiders are going to try to bring it back down on the court. And finally, the Raiders are going to get some sort of control out of it. Garrett Svoboda kicks it out to Peterson. Peterson's 3-point shot is no good. Underneath, good opportunity by Michael Schroer is no good. Whistle blows. He'll draw the foul in the process. That's one of those shots you just absolutely have to make underneath there.
Yeah, you get an easy opportunity like that. There was really no one around him. We had one guy that was they didn't really have the angle. There was one defender who didn't have the angle, had the easy bucket, and just rolled right off the top of the rim. Silver Lake can get the basketball back.
Garrett Svoboda guilty of the foul for the Raiders. It'll be his second as the Silver Lake Mustangs go back to work now. On the right side, Catarino Perez tries to go underneath. Turn around, throwing it up. Perez may have drawn the foul on that one. That's a very low percentage shot.
Yeah, when you do a underhanded layup from up 12-foot mark and draw the foul.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perez now with 2 points. Yeah, you can see it here. It
worked.
Up and in it goes from Perez. 5-4 freshman. Hustling out there for Silver Lake, getting it done. Second shot from the free throw line is up. It's no good. Raiders will get the rebound. And they'll hustle it back quick. Peterson now jumps from 10 foot out, hits absolutely nothing. From 10 foot out, hit nothing but the floor. Out of bounds it goes, and the Mustangs will pick it up. Polk now trying to find Ostrander inside. Hall now getting double teamed. Bounce pass across. Shot is up. Wide open was Trausch. Trausch can't get his shot to go. Ostrander misses the board, and the Raiders will bring it down. Good effort by Michael Schroer to keep it alive for the Raiders now. Up by 3, 11-8. 2:50 to go in the first half. Peterson goes underneath to Harrington. Harrington rolls it around and gets it to drop. His 6th point of the night for Derek Harrington. 13-8 is our score. Silver Lake working it. Bounce pass now over to Jake Polk. Polk now at the top of the key with a lot of room to go. Sends it across to Perez. In the hands now on the wing from Trausch. Trausch feeds underneath to Ostrander. Ostrander off the backboard. Can't get it to go. Draws the foul in the process. Ostrander came around with those big arms. Foul is going to be on Jared Ryman. It'll be his first. They've got him for three or two already. Ryman?
Yep, two fouls.
Two fouls for Ryman. You got it. To the line goes Ostrander. Substitutions now coming in.
Ostrander's missed his first one.
He's 0 for 3.
Really, Rob, both teams kind of struggling from the free throw line tonight. And the way it looks at the 2:17 mark in the second quarter with a 13-8 game, they're going to need those free throws to start to fall.
Yeah, you betcha. Ostrander comes up short on this one. Raiders will get the rebound and hustle it up. 2:10 to go in the first half. McCartney now feeds over to the right side. Garrett Svoboda has it. Getting pressure from Jake Polk. He'll give it up to Schroer. Schroer puts it to the court, passes it right back out to Pohlmeier. Pohlmeier runs into Ostrander and kicks it back out to McCartney. McCartney sends it to the wing to Cody Bolt. Bolt throws it up. It's no good. Sawyer Monroe gets the board for Silver Lake, and Jake Polk will haul it back for the Mustangs now. Monroe works the corner to Trausch. Trausch puts it up, a three-pointer. It's no good. Underneath, thrown up and down real hard. Again, Sawyer Monroe, that's twice he's hit the deck hard. Football player. He'll take it.
Yeah.
Silver Lake had a great, great football team this year and just came up short.
Yeah, Rob.
Yeah. Foul's going to be called. Well, that's on Svoboda. That's his third.
That's not good because he's Lawrence Nelson's leading scorer with 5 points in the game.
Absolutely. And 1:33 to go in the second quarter here. Monroe to the line. It's up and it's in. Thirteen to nine is our score. Raiders on top. 3-point shot is up and in. Solid shot from Pohlmeier. He's got 5 points on the night. Three of them right there. Double dribble is going to be called. Going down was Jake Polk. And the Raiders with another opportunity. 16-9. In favor of Lawrence Nelson. Another 3-point shot is up. This one's off the mark from Schroer. Whistle blows on the rebound.
I think they're going to get somebody on over the back here. It looks like we're in the bonus.
Yeah, they're in the bonus now, so Silver Lake will go up and shoot it. Who's the foul on? They have not put that up there yet.
I think, yeah, it was number 10.
Cody Bolt.
Yep, Bolt.
Bolt, 5'11 senior, guilty of the foul to the line. Catarino Perez. Perez throws up the rainbow, gets it to go. He's 2 for 3 from the line. 4 points for the 5'4 freshman.
One of the positive things for Silver Lake tonight coming out of the bench, came up early, and he's really kind of plugged up in a spark for Silver Lake.
That's what they need, a second shot off the mark. Raiders get the board now. They'll have a minute in the first half. They have a 6-point lead, 16-10. Ball's going to be stripped, knocked away. Good hustle by Sawyer Monroe as he'll work up and get it off the backboard, and in it goes. Sawyer Monroe made the most of it. 4 points for Monroe. Raiders now. Shot is up. It's no good from McCartney. Strum for it. Down to the court go four players. They'll call the jump ball, and it'll go to Silver Lake with 38 seconds to go. Mustangs trail by 4. Working the substitutions now. Back in the ballgame, Andy Peterson for the Raiders. 38 seconds to go in the first half. Bringing it up, Jake Polk.
Rob, if you're Coach Bauer here, do you just play for the last shot and get it back to a 2-point game before halftime?
I don't think so. I think you're going to work that 3 in there somewhere. Long pass goes over to Perez. To Polk now. He'll go up for 3, and he's going to rattle the iron. No good, but they're going to pick it up and drop it in with Sawyer Monroe. He's a better role. Good rebound and gets the completion. 10 seconds to go. Nelson for the last shot. It's up. It's no good. Rebound at the buzzer. No. Whistle's going to blow. Peterson and Addison McCartney were working it. Peterson will have 2 shots as the foul is going to be called on Jacob Trausch, his first. So Peterson goes to the line, the 5'10 senior, drops it in like he's practiced it all week. 17-14 is our score. It's a 3-point lead for Lawrence Nelson. Second shot from Peterson. It's on the money. 18-14. 4-point game. 4 seconds to go. The Mustangs are going to have to hurry. Underneath. Quick play. And at the buzzer, Connor Hanson. Connor Hanson at the buzzer drops it in and cuts the lead to 2. 18-16 is our score at halftime. Silver Lake working that clock to perfection. We'll take a quick break. Come back with our Allens of Hastings halftime show. Stay with us. Lots of basketball coming your way from Roseland. You're listening to it all on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Gennert Packing Company and Holstein wishes the Silver Lake teams and coaches good luck and continued success in every sport. Gennert Packing Company has been serving our area for almost 25 years with meat processing and a retail counter. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon on Saturday. For carryout, catering, or cooked meats for weddings, graduations, or any other special event, call Gennert Packing Company at 402-756-5611 and at GennertPack.com. Gennert done at Gennert Packing Company in Holstein, Nebraska. Tim's Service in Bladen wishes the Silver Lake athletes and teams good luck and good sportsmanship. Tim's Service is your convenience store in Bladen with food, other snacks, drinks, and much more. Gas and oil service, too. Tim's Service also does auto and truck repair. ASE certified and is a Napa Auto Care Center installing quality Napa parts with 24-hour record service. Call Dennis at 402-756-1661 and make your next stop at Tim's Service in Bladen, proudly supporting the Silver Lake Mustangs.
Where do you get more? Superstore Allens. Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Where do you get more? Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Halftime at Roseland. Rob Osmond, Tyson Rabonic with you. 18-16 is our score. Lawrence Nelson on top. They were leading by quite a bit, and all of a sudden Silver Lake started to put some points together and get things going.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Rob. There, they closed the gap really at the end there with a very impressive run, and really the play of Sawyer Monroe is what we got to be talking about. He came out, and he really took that team on his back there in the second quarter. He finishes the second quarter with 5 points, but like you said, within the last 2 minutes, where four of them came from, and including a very impressive rebound shot. He was up in the air and just stayed with it. Concentration to the tee there. He stayed with that, put that bucket back. Huge momentum boost, got the Silver Lake fans back into it.
Yeah, absolutely. Sawyer Monroe leads the Silver Lake Mustangs 6 points totally. Got 1 point off a free throw in the first quarter, five, as you mentioned, in the second quarter. Katerina Perez off the bench has 4 big points. Connor Hansen, 4 big points off the bench. So the bench keeping Silver Lake in it. Connor Hansen kind of like his play.
Yeah, Connor Hansen, especially he's one of those tall
6'3" senior.
Yeah, I would say one of the taller kids for Silver Lake, really getting in there with Ostrander. He kind of mixes and matches, you'll see that. But right now Hansen doing a better job, and I think it's because he's putting the points up. Ostrander has gotten the ball in a lot of those situations. We haven't seen him score a lot of points. Ostrander right now kind of cold from the free throw line, so maybe just a little bit of a sub, give Ostrander a little bit of a break, time to cool down and reflect on things. I think, but that Ostrander, I don't think he has any fouls, so we're going to see him. He's going to be fresh in the second half, really going to provide some matchup problems for Lawrence Nelson.
Absolutely, yeah. Ostrander is a 0-for-4 from the free throw line. Does have one field goal. On the other side, Lawrence Nelson's top scorer, Derek Harrington, comes up 4 big points in the second quarter. He's got 6 overall. Jason Pohlmeier, big three-pointer. He is up with 5 points. And Garrett Svoboda started out the first quarter absolutely hustling, carrying the Raiders on his back. He ends up with 5 points in the first quarter, none in the second quarter. But those 5 points were pretty big for the Raiders to get this game started with them in favor.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And one of the reasons he was really kind of quiet in the second quarter, I guess it was more later in the second quarter, but he didn't foul trouble, Rob. He's got 3 fouls, so he's no longer being able to make those aggressive cuts underneath the basket. Of course, you got to run the risk of a charging foul, and then he's kind of keeping quiet defensively as well. Doesn't want the risk of getting their top guard in foul trouble here early on.
Yeah, absolutely. You still got a lot of basketball left, so he's going to be on the down low here second half. He's the only one that's in foul trouble, really, for the Raiders. Jared Ryman has 2. For the Mustangs, pretty clean and pretty much spread all the way around. I got Costi with 2.
Yep. I think Costi has 2, and that's by your
neighbor. Everybody else is down to singles, yep. So that's the way it goes. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Show, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We've got about 5 minutes before second half action gets underway. We'll take a quick break, come back, and see what's got to be done here in the second half on both these sides. 18-16 is our score. Lawrence Nelson on top of Silver Lake. You're listening to it on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Blade and Sand and Gravel backs all the Silver Lake sports teams and wishes the Mustangs good luck this season. May the athletic values of teamwork, enthusiasm, fair play, and hard work carry over to the rest of life. Blade and Sand and Gravel is the place for all your excavating, sand, and gravel needs with 4 pit locations in South Central Nebraska. Give Phil a call at 756-1261 or 402-462-0209. Blade and Sand and Gravel in Bladen, a proud supporter of Silver Lake academics and athletics.
When it's time to relax, unwind, have some friendly conversation and good food and drink, stop at Dick's Place in Lawrence. Dick's Place is known for its 1.5-pound char burgers cooked to perfection. Dick's Place gets out the rolls and coffee in the morning, serves daily noon specials and sandwiches, and chicken, steak, and shrimp dinners, plus a Sunday buffet. A party room is also available. Dick's Place on Main Street in Lawrence, wishing all the Lawrence Nelson teams and athletes good luck. And do your grocery shopping at Dick's Grocery in downtown Lawrence.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Rosewood. Rob Osmond, Tyson Ravonik with you. We're at halftime. Silver Lake down by 2 to Lawrence Nelson. Raiders lead 18-16 at halftime. We've got a couple other scores for some other tournament action going on here. Tyson, what do you got for us?
Well, Rob, we've got a shocker brewing in Hastings. It's the Adams Central Girls and the Hastings High Tiger Girls. really very surprising. 3-11 Hastings High Tiger Girls leading 25-23 over Adams Central at halftime. Certainly unexpected there in that crosstown rivalry. And then it's the St. Cecilia boys. They are leading Bergen in the Centennial Conference semifinals. Score there is 22-17. St. Cecilia boys have the lead.
That is a little bit of a shocker going on here. Earlier today, right here on the Breeze, if you've just joined us, the Silver Lake girls kept their season perfect with a
47-28.
I can never keep track of my scores.
Right. There it is, 47-28.
47-28, yeah. Silver Lake dispatched the Lady Raiders in our first game. And again here in the first half, we've got a game that's not a lot of offense.
Yeah, certainly not, Rob. 18-16, only.
Yeah, I don't know how you're going to describe this one because
it's been a struggle really for both offenses. You kind of like to say the defenses have been stepping up, but Rob, we've seen a lot of missed opportunities, a lot of missed shots.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I think that's what it boils down to. Right now, we're seeing two offensive teams. We knew that this was going to be a game that both teams needed to kind of jumpstart their season, get a little momentum going, and both offenses really have come out and struggled tonight.
Absolutely. Okay, we'll take another break here real quick and come back with our second half action and figure out what got to be done to turn this game around and see if we can get some more points up on that board. So stay with us. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Show brought to you by Allens. You get more Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. It's all on your KLIQ Game of the Week on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell wishes the Silver Lake and all the area athletes good luck. Scoop Agency Incorporated serves you with farm, auto, home, and crop insurance. They'll help you with the best prices and the best protection possible. Call the Scoop Agency at 402-756-8661, and it's a good idea to meet with your agent annually to make sure you're fully covered. Scoop Agency Incorporated, security is their business, service is their watchword. Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell, Nebraska.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and AgRex Incorporated is ready to assist. AgRex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and, of course, courteous service are all trademarks of AgRex, plus after-hours quotes are available, too.
Call 402-262-2255. AgRex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. AgRex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Second half action just about to get underway. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you again, 18-16. Back to work. Raiders have possession to get things started as we get back to work here in the third quarter. Garrett Svoboda back in the game, sets a pick nicely, now goes back to work with Svoboda. Shot up. Way off the mark. Good rebound by Harrington. Harrington goes up with an opportunity. He can't get it. Another attempt. Ball on the ground. Finally coming down with it. Nate Coffey. He'll waste little time zipping it down and then down on the court hard. Now they're going to call it travel. Travel on Kevin Hall. Looked like he lost his footing as he tried to turn around. And they called the travel on him. So sloppy play continues. Here in the second half, Peterson now goes down. Rebound is going to go to Silver Lake. Hustling up is Perez. Perez, one on four, will finally pull up. Hall puts it up and in. Was that a three? I think they're waiting as long as we are, too. I don't think it was. Should be tied up at 18 until the three-pointer goes from Jason Pohlmeier. 21-18 is our score.
They're giving him a two. Hall gets a two on that last exchange.
Yep. Ostrander goes up and gets it in, and finally he's on the board now with 4 points, and it's 21-20. Raiders up by one now. Two-point lead at half. Garrett Svoboda tries to go in, meets traffic, dishes back outside. Sure, goes baseline right underneath Ostrander. He'll finally go up and put it in. Takes his time doing it. It was Harrington, rather. who drops it in 23-20. Ostrander all alone works through the back door and gets it.
That's one thing Silver Lake needed, is to incorporate Ostrander more in their game plan. He's come up with 4 points here in the third quarter.
Absolutely. Now Peterson, now working on the right side, works through the pick, tries to go inside to Svoboda. He can't get it. He'll make the dish to Harrington. Harrington has a swatted outside, and now Peterson for three. One more time, and he'll hit it. Andy Peterson bags his first three of the night, 26-22. It's a four-point Raider lead. Coffey drives on the right side. He's going to get it. Now all of a sudden, we got the points on the board. 26-24, 5:35 to go. Crowd coming alive. Peterson dishes off to Svoboda. Hands it to Pohlmeier. Pohlmeier goes back inside to Svoboda. Svoboda being covered nicely by Polk. He'll put it up. It rolls around. Harrington can't get it. Mustangs are going to haul it back down. It's Jake Polk who goes to Ostrander again from the right side. Ostrander working underneath that post to perfection. We're going to get a timeout from Coach Tom Jensen. It's a short one. We'll stay here. We are tied up at 26. Some great play taking place here in just the last few minutes. 5:07 to go here in the third quarter, tied at 26.
Yeah, Rob, 18-16 to start the third quarter. With just 3 minutes elapsed, we've already got 10 points from Silver Lake, 8 points from Lawrence Nelson. Now they're going back and forth, and this is the kind of fight that we expected, was back and forth punches from both sides.
Yeah, exactly. It just took a little bit of time to develop. But both sides now taking those shots and getting the most of those opportunities. But really big Tyler Ostrander doing a fantastic job, 6 points that quick.
Yeah, and they had to start getting him incorporated more in the game plan because he was just really silent there in that first half. And so to see him open up with 6 points right out of the gate, that bodes well for Silver Lake as we move on.
We'll see if Lawrence Nelson can get back in and get back on top, get some separation now as Andy Peterson works with Svoboda. Svoboda from just inside the mark gets it to go. Derek Svoboda drops in. He's got 7 on the night. Here come the Mustangs. Hall from the post. Double covered. Ball's going to knock around. Out of bounds it goes. As Jake Bull can't find the handle on it, him and Kevin Hall were battling for it, same team. And the ball goes out of bounds. So the Raiders with a 2-point lead and a chance to add to it right now, 28-26. Garrett Svoboda on the right side now with Peterson. Back to Svoboda on baseline. He can't get the handle on it. He'll kick it right back out. Try it one more time. Svoboda rolls around, gets it up and in. Garrett Svoboda showing some remarkable courage for a guy with 3 fouls. 30-26. Hall now. Double team. Gives it off to Coffey. Coffey triple team briefly. Jake Polk goes up, puts it up. He can't get it to go. It comes bouncing out. And it's 2-on-none. Fast break the other way. Down and in it goes. Jason Pohlmeier gets it to go. We got a timeout on the court as Jerry Bauer wants to talk about it. 32-26 with 3:57 to go. Lawrence Nelson back on top. We'll take a quick break and be right back with more action from Roseland on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
If you're looking for a way to cut your energy bills, come into Square Deal Lumber and Hardware and take a look at Anderson Windows. Their high-performance, low-E glass, wood construction, and tight seal help give your home the weather resistance and insulating properties it needs to lower your bills in heat, cold, rain, or shine. Stop into Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, West Jackson Street, Holstein, and see how beautiful saving energy can be. With Anderson Windows, long live the home.
The Breeze, 94.5.
32-26 with 3:57 to go. Lawrence Nelson back on top. They led by 2 at halftime. Silver Lake able to tie it up but not take the lead. And now have dropped 6 points. Mustangs get back to work now. At midcourt, Coffey works his way across, gives it up to Perez. Down to Ostrander. Ostrander tried to go baseline, got cut off, and it looks like over the back was Peterson. A little too much contact, I guess. That is the case. Peterson picks up his first foul for the Raiders. Mustangs now back to work. Inside pass, gives it up to Costi. Costi puts it up. He can't get it to go. Garrett Svoboda will take it and break the press and work his way down. Top of the key, thinking about going for two was Peterson. Did they call the travel on him?
Yeah, they did.
I heard the squeak, and I was like, I didn't know if I was a whistle or not, but yep. He pulled up right at the three-point line.
And I think that's just, he just has a little bit of indecision, and we've seen him have a couple travel calls tonight, and it's just when he gets in there and gets to the lane, he sees the defenders, and he wants to pass it off.
Absolutely. Polk makes a dish underneath Ostrander. Couldn't get it to go. Second attempt, no shot. Ostrander had position, had it in, and I don't know why Jacob Trouch passed on it. Foul's going to be on Michael Schroer. Silver Lake now working. Still down by six, 32-26. Pass inside, tipped away. Up ahead now to streaking Peterson. Peterson trying to get it to go, but there to follow and missed it was Cody Bolt, and the Silver Lake Mustangs dodge a bullet as the breakaway could have been an easy two. Ostrander underneath. He's going to get it to go. 8 points in the third quarter for Tyler Ostrander. He's got 10 on the night. Garrett Svoboda now trying to cut inside. Gets turned away. Three-point shot is up. It's no good from Pohlmeier, and the Mustangs will haul it back now. Lead down to four. Ostrander one more time. Can't get it off the backboard. Garrett Svoboda, one on three. Whistles blow. We'll see if there's a charge. Calder.
I actually think the whistle was blown before the charge call, before he ran into him.
I think Trouch is going to get called for the foul. It'll be his second for the Mustangs. No shot.
Yeah.
So it'll be an inbound pass for the Raiders. Schroer now gives up to Peterson. Peterson hands it off now. Top of the key comes Schroer. McCartney gives it up, driving inside now. Turned away. Schroer gives to Peterson. Peterson meets some resistance. He'll stop on the wing now to the left side. It's Schroer. Schroer's going to get it knocked out of bounds as we try to get it to Peterson. Raiders will maintain possession. 1:57 to go in the third quarter. Score remains 32-28. Raiders on top. Schroer gets an inbound pass. It's going to be batted around and end up right in the hands of Jaden Graybill. Down court they go. Backhanded, whatever you want to call that, underhanded shot. It's not going to be any good for Silver Lake. That's a very low percentage shot. Goes off the backboard and out of bounds. Jared Ryman will head to the bench for the Raiders.
And again, Rob, missed opportunities. When you get down in the zone, you've got easy bunnies, and we're missing them right now. Both teams have.
Absolutely. So the Raiders now are working at Jason Pohlmeier. Hustles in, works the right side, tries to get the three-point play, but he's going to be fouled without the bucket. I think that was Connor Hansen for his first. So to the line now will go Jason Pohlmeier. Pohlmeier has 10 points, make it 11. He had 5 in the first half now and 6 in this quarter. Ostrander back in the ballgame. Connor Hansen goes to the bench. Along with him will be Jake Polk. Second shot from Pohlmeier is true. 34-28 now. We're back to a six-point lead for the Raiders. Mustangs trying to go back at it. Good pressure now. Jacob Trouch finally gets a hold of it and makes the pass over to Cossi. Cossi goes to Hall, and I think he stepped. He did. Cossi took that extra step towards Hall as he was trying to dish it off, and now the Raiders will take advantage of another Mustang turnover. Substitutions now. Svoboda back in the ballgame to the bench. Michael Schroer Raiders now trying to turn things up. 1 minute, 13 seconds to go here in the third quarter. All alone from the free throw line, and I think he finally realized it. Harrington had all kinds of time, nothing but crickets around him, and he turns around and says, oh, I might as well shoot it. Does it, gets the point to 36-28. Kevin Hall looks like he picks up his second foul as he puts a little hip check on the court. And the Raiders will get it. It is a second personal foul for Kevin Hall, who has but 2 points on the night. Bolt now with the ball, getting good pressure from Cossi. Gets rid of it to Garrett Svoboda. Svoboda drives, turned away by Ostrander. Now driving inside, and then the ball is going to be shot and pushed out of bounds by Cossi, and I think the Raiders are going to get it back. I'm not 100% sure that Harrington knows that it's okay.
Yeah, you don't necessarily have to run your set offensive plays,
yeah.
Rob. He was looking for the back pass on that play. He didn't realize that there was nobody behind him, so turn around and shoot, and did made the point.
Absolutely. Got to take the opportunity if it's there. He looked a little bit unsure on that last exchange right there. Now Garrett Svoboda has backed it up as they'll play the last 20 seconds here in the third quarter. Mustangs are going to be content to let him do it, I guess.
Yeah.
Clock winds down now. 10 seconds. Garrett Svoboda drives, bounces inside. Turnaround jumper is no good. Whistle's going to blow.
Really surprised Silver Lake defense not putting any pressure here with the last 13 seconds of the third quarter.
Absolutely. Foul. Didn't see who they actually called it on. I thought they gave Connor Hansen's number, but he's not out there. Shot is up and in for Pohlmeier. Pohlmeier's perfect from the free throw line tonight. Have they put up a person who fouled
it? I have not yet seen it.
Well, the only person who's got anything close is Nate Cossi to that number. Second shot is in for Pohlmeier. He's 4 for 4. I'll put a tentative down to Cossi. Meantime, turnover the other way. Out of bounds it goes. Raiders will get it. Last second shot from half court off the mark. No good. Third quarter comes to an end, and the Raiders have stretched their lead to 10. They were up by 2 at half, up by 10 now. We'll take a quick break. Come back with our final 8 minutes of play from Roseland. You're listening to it on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Finding affordable health insurance that gives you one less thing to worry about doesn't have to be scary or frustrating. For someone to talk to right in this area, contact your neighbors at the Kroll Agency. Kroll has office in Kennesaw, Minden, Hastings, and Roseland, so you won't have to go far to find solid local advice. Call today, 888-476-3700. That's 888-476-3700. The Kroll Agency is an independent and authorized health insurance producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Hall's Oil Incorporated proudly supports all of the Silver Lake athletes, teams, and coaches. Hall's Oil has truckloads and semi-truckloads of fuel delivery, gas, diesel, or propane. Hall's Oil also carries a complete line of Chevron lubricants by the barrel or in bulk. Hall's Oil also has a selection of tires and batteries. Call Hall's Oil in Campbell or Wilcox for all of your petroleum needs. Call 402-756-8691. Good luck, Mustangs, from Hall's Oil Incorporated in Campbell and Wilcox.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to work we go here in the second half. 7:43 to go in the ball game, and the Raiders put together a nice little run there at the end of that third quarter.
Yeah, Rob, they're on from the 5:07 mark in the third quarter. The Lawrence Nelson Raiders have been on a 12-2 run. Now, Lawrence has not scored since the 3:57 mark of the third quarter. They're on a little bit of a drought here. Or the Silver Lake Mustangs, excuse me, have not scored three.
I was going to say we're at a 10-point lead now for Lawrence Nelson as we're back to work here. And again, sloppy play prevailing.
We saw a little bit of a spark from both teams early on in that third quarter. And then back to some really...
Just trying to do a little too much.
I think so. I think you're right.
Raiders back to work now. Garrett Svoboda tries to split defenders. Good coverage by Jake Polk to slide over and bring a stop to his penetration. Peterson now at the top of the key. Goes inside to Harrington. Harrington puts it to the court. Gives it to Svoboda. Svoboda tries to weave his way through. Can't find the lane. Turns around. Harrington there. Partially blocked as it goes up. The Raiders will lose it. And Nate Costi will hustle it back for the Mustangs. Pass over now. Sawyer Monroe gives back to Polk now. Polk almost lost it. Gives it back. Three-point shot is up from Trausch. It's no good. Whistle blows. Foul on Lawrence Nelson. Jason Pohlmeier with his first personal foul of the night. 6:50 to go. Still a 10-point game. Raiders on top of the Mustangs. Nate Costi from the top of the key. Works over to the right side. Monroe. To Trausch. Trausch back to Costi now in the hands of Jake Polk. Back to Costi rather. All alone on the left side. Sawyer Monroe puts it up. Can't get it to go. And I think Monroe is going to get called for the foul. Foul is on Monroe. Should be his second. It'll be the sixth team foul for the Mustangs. The Raiders now hold to this 10-point lead. Garrett Svoboda drives it up, stops. Peterson tries to work around the right side, gets cut off by Costi. Svoboda tries to drive, draws some traffic, and turns around. Svoboda one more time. Gives it up to Peterson. Peterson and Svoboda playing a little catch now. Now it goes underneath to Harrington. Harrington took a step. Didn't know if the referee was going to catch that. He waited a little bit before the call was made, but clearly as he tried to roll his way around to the right side, he's going to get called for that travel every time.
And Silver Lake really has to get something going offensively here on this possession. They've gone, like I said, since the 3:47 mark of the third quarter without scoring a basket, so need something here.
Yep, all-alone shot is way off the mark from Sawyer Monroe. Raiders will get the board and hustle it back up the right side. Pohlmeier splits his way through Mustangs, tries to get it across, gives it up to Bolt. Bolt puts it up, shot is no good. Mustangs will get the ball, double-teamed is Costi. Costi dishes off to Monroe. Monroe puts this one up, it's no good. Costi hustles it up. Katerina Perez throws it up, and it's no good down. Mustang and a Raider hit the court. They hit it hard. And a little slow getting up is Cody Bolt. Foul's going to be on the Raiders. This should be a shot. Nope.
Well, actually, it came off the floor. It was shoved into the play. And so, really tough push from 42 there.
Absolutely. Pohlmeier guilty of the shoving. Silver Lake back to work now. Trying to draw even, down by 10. Long pass over to Costi. Costi tried to go inside. Good cutoff play by Addison McCartney to bring it to a stop. And the Raiders' defense holding up solid now as Costi getting some pressure now, drawing a little bit of heat, and he'll finally give it up to Jake Polk. Polk now works his way around, goes left, starts to get aggressive, and now we're going to get a push from Addison McCartney. Will be the fifth team foul, second personal foul from McCartney. Under 5 minutes to go in the ball game, still 10 points separate the Raiders from the Mustangs. Lawrence Nelson on top from the wing, 3-point shot way off the mark from Polk, but he'll draw the foul on the 3-pointer. He should get 3 here, correct?
Yeah, he'll get 3 shots.
Yeah, foul's going to be on McCartney. It'll be his third now. So 3 shots coming from Jake Polk, who is scoreless on the evening and remains so. Second one finds its way home. The first point for Silver Lake in the fourth quarter. Second shot. Polk gets 2 out of 3. 38-30. Coffey now giving some defensive pressure on Andy Peterson as he'll let him cross midcourt, work his way around. Peterson picks up now, double coverage, goes baseline, tries to get it across. Ball loose on the ground, picked up by the Raiders. Harrington throws it up. It's no good from the free throw line. Rebound goes to Sandy Creek. Coffey wanted to pass it off, realized nobody was around him, and hustles it back. Polk now for three. It's short. Rebound goes to Harrington. Harrington threads the needle and now speeding down court. Addison McCartney hustled down and will draw the foul. And this could be on Coffey. We'll see if the final take is. It is Coffey, and that'll be his fourth. So Nate Coffey in a little bit of trouble now for the Mustangs. First shot from the free throw line from Addison McCartney goes. His first points of the night. Coffey goes to the bench. Jacob Trausch back in the ballgame. Second shot is up from McCartney and in. 2 points for the 5'7 junior off the bench. All from the free throw line. Inside now, pass goes up from Perez. Or 3-point, no, 2-point shot goes for Catarino Perez. And it's an 8-point ball game. Ball's going to be kicked the other way. Last touch by the Mustangs. Raiders will get the shot. 4:05 remaining in the ball game. 8 points separate the Raiders and the Mustangs. Inbound pass, no, on the line for the Raiders. And that's a turnover that Silver Lake can take advantage of. Timeout is going to be called. We will stay here with you. 40-32 with 4:04 remaining.
Yeah, Rob, still plenty of time for Silver Lake to get back into this game. But like we kind of mentioned all night, Rob, these teams are going to have to start finding something that works offensively. Really surprised you saw Silver Lake trail off there late in the third quarter the minute they took Ostrander out. He had came out and got quick 8 points, and then he's back on the bench. And they haven't been the same since, so it's got to start with Ostrander, and they got to start working that offense.
Absolutely, and he has no fouls.
Yeah.
And so there's no real reason unless you're just trying to save and let him go all out here this last 4 minutes of the ball game, and that appears to be the case as Coach Bauer sends Ostrander back into the ball game. So the Raiders will have their hands full of the big guy on the Mustangs. Back to action now, midway through the fourth quarter, 4 minutes to go. Inside, Ostrander has it batted away, but he drew enough attention, and then Sawyer Monroe went up for the shot and got turned away, but he will draw the foul.
Rob, I think that's exactly what they're going to do, is try to let Ostrander go all out here.
Well, Ostrander picked up the foul on that one, and that's his first, so to the line will go Schroeder, and he'll hit the first one. That's his first points of the evening. Second shot is up, it's in, on the money. Substitution now, Nate Coffey back in the ballgame. Jacob Trausch will head to the bench. Jake Polk hustles it up now for the Mustangs. 3:45 to go in the ballgame. Silver Lake going to have to get something going quick if they want to make a game out of this. Sawyer Monroe shot, no good. Rebound goes to Andy Peterson of the Raiders. He'll heave it up, throw it down court. Ostrander's there for the rebound as McCartney couldn't quite get it. Coffey just throws it up at the backboard. He won't get it, and I think he's going to get a jump ball. Ostrander got wrapped up with Michael Schroeder. Possession arrow goes to Lawrence Nelson. 42-32 is our score. Lawrence Nelson in the bonus now, so they'll go to the line every time. Silver Lake, Lawrence Nelson has one to give. Garrett Svoboda works his way through traffic, draws enough attention, kicks it up. Jared Ryman heaves it up. He can't get it to go, and the ball's going to go knocked out of bounds. And the check that Silver Lake will get the ball. 3:06 to go, and a 10-point differential. Catarino Perez will go to the bench for a breather. Kevin Hall back in the contest for the Mustangs. Jake Polk to Hall. Hall's for three. Hall's shot rattles the iron. It's no good. Falls into the hands of McCartney. McCartney hustles it up. He'll throw it up. No foul and no real reason for it. Back the other way come the Mustangs. Sawyer Monroe dishes off to Ostrander. It's going to get kicked around. Long pass. Finally, the Raiders are going to track it down and hopefully slow things down a little bit.
Yeah, at some point, you have to slow things down. That was getting out of control there. Both teams trying to establish possession. Silver Lake working frantically to get back into this game.
Definitely.
Now they're going to start to try to put pressure here on the defensive side.
Well, they're going to need to do something quick because time is slipping away. 2:18 to go. Ostrander will reach in, pick up his second foul. Still 10-point game, 42-32. It's been quiet around that net on both sides so far for the last few minutes here.
And what just continues to amaze me is it's been quiet around for the layups and the easy putbacks.
Yep.
They're not falling for either team.
Addison McCartney now 3-for-3 from the free throw line, make it 4-for-4. Raiders are perfect from the free throw line in the second half. 10-for-10. Errant pass is going to be ran down by Jake Polk. 3-point shot way off the mark from Sawyer Monroe. Whistle is going to blow. And the Raiders are going to be guilty.
Looks like a push in the back there. And Rob, that's from Pohlmeier.
From Pohlmeier, and he was behind the play.
Very foolish play there, and give Silver Lake a possession back. Maybe just got over-aggressive.
Absolutely. Well, it's 44-32, 12-point ball game. Ostrander gets an easy 2. No! That ball did everything but go in. Another foul in the backcourt. Silver Lake Ostrander had perfect position, went up to get it. That ball went in and bounced right back out.
Ostrander is asking somebody to take the lid off the basketball hoop because he was up and it almost looked like his hands were over the rim.
Yeah, absolutely. Foul is on Jake Polk. It'll be his second. Sobota hits. Did he hit?
No, missed that.
Did he miss it? That's the first miss for Lawrence Nelson. Second one goes. Really the second miss all day, all night, all game
from
Lawrence Nelson.
Yeah,
from the free throw line. Inside, hustling in. Sawyer Monroe gives it up to Hall. Hall can't get it to go. Pass down court to Peterson. Peterson's going to throw it up and contact made. More than likely on Hall. Yeah.
Yep.
Hall will pick up his third. 45-32 is our score with 1:24 to go.
And did Hall get the technical here?
I think he got a technical on it.
It was a very aggressive play to the basketball, Rob. They had a 3-on-none break, and he came flying in, and you really could tell that his only intention was to break up the play, and I think they might have called him for a flagrant foul there.
Absolutely. So Peterson hits the first one and the second one. Andy Peterson drops it. And Lawrence Nelson will get it back with 1:24 to go, 47-32. Inbound pass, long one's going to be picked up by Coffey, and then over the back comes Andy Peterson. So Peterson will pick up his second foul. Coffey will go to the line. Four new players coming in for Silver Lake. Candy Gomez is in. Shot from Coffey is no good. Rebound goes to the Raiders as they'll work their way around. Garrett Svoboda getting pressure from Coffey. Gomez comes over to help out. Clock now down to 1:06 to go in the ball game. Holmeyer gives to Garrett Svoboda. Svoboda being covered by Gomez. Foul away from, no, timeout?
No, called by Lawrence Nelson. Rob, they had their some of their bench players just sitting on the bench, and the coach, Coach Jensen here just wants to give him some playing time experience here with 53 seconds.
Absolutely. He can see that Silver Lake is putting in their couple of junior varsity players. I don't even have their numbers on here. We'll see if he comes back out with them. Tyler Horton.
Yep.
5'11 freshman was out there. We'll see if the same five will come back out. 53 seconds remaining. It's 47-32. Lawrence Nelson has managed to get a little bit of separation and then hold on to it.
Look, we got Tyler Horton coming out for Silver Lake. Casey Johnson. Also got Jaden Graybill.
Jaden Graybill out there, I see, yeah.
Luis Perez. And Jared Rathje running out for Silver Lake.
Tell you what, I remember Luis Perez from football. He does a great job. He's a senior. We won't see him this year. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Raiders will get it. 49 seconds on the clock. Nobody in the back for Silver Lake, but Lawrence Nelson content with letting some time run off the clock as they'll work it around. Their substitutes to their junior varsity teams are in. Powell's going to be on.
Tyler Horton.
Tyler Horton. It will be obviously his first. 10th team foul. To the line will go Jacob Himmelberg. Himmelberg's shot is off the first one. Second shot is in for Jacob Himmelberg. 48-32 now. 30 seconds to go. Sandy, or Silver Lake, rather, with the ball. Gomez passes over to Horton. Horton for three. That's a big goal.
The 5'8 freshman drains a three-pointer, getting some varsity points.
That'll make the young man feel good, and then he comes around and fouls.
He's not done playing. He's ready to go.
This will be one of the greatest comebacks in history. 18 seconds to go to the foul line. We'll go Jacob Himmelberg one more time. Himmelberg's shot is off the mark. It's no good. 48-35. Second shot from the 5'9 sophomore goes in. Clock now down to 12 seconds. Three-point shot up and over the back. No good from Jaden Graybill. 10 seconds to go. Lawrence Nelson will have the ball. Clock now winding down. Foul going to be called on Jared Rathje.
Yep.
It'll be enough to send him to the line. We'll have 4 seconds on the clock. To the line, Addison McCartney, who is 4-for-4, all in the fourth quarter.
It's one of those things, Rob, when you come off the bench as a JV player, you really want to show your coach, regardless of the score, that you're going to come out and do what's necessary to get your team to win.
49-35, 4 seconds, got a timeout on the court. We'll stay here with you. Lawrence Nelson got this one all but in the bag with a 14-point lead and 4 ticks on the clock. Silver Lake made a run out of it early. Tried to come back in the third quarter and just couldn't get it. Lawrence Nelson just absolutely came alive, shut the door, and then started making some serious points in here.
Yeah, Robin, I think one point that this game kind of changed was that the 12-2 run they had to close out the third quarter to build that 10-point lead.
Yeah, and they've just been able to hold on to it from here on out. Shot up from McCartney is in. His second is good. 50-35. Silver Lake a little bit quick after the free throw was made. Last second shot is going to be blocked, and Lawrence Nelson will sit on it, and that'll be our final score, 50-35. The Raiders come out on top and improve their record now to 10-4. Silver Lake falls to 6-8. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up and have some numbers for you. You're listening to the KLIQ Game of the Week on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Tim's Service in Bladen wishes the Silver Lake athletes and teams good luck and good sportsmanship. Tim's Service is your convenience store in Bladen with food, other snacks, drinks, and much more. Gas and oil service, too. Tim's Service also does auto and truck repair. ASE certified and is a Napa Auto Care Center installing quality Napa parts with 24-hour record service. Call Dennis at 402-756-1661 and make your next stop at Tim's Service in Bladen, proudly supporting the Silver Lake Mustangs.
Gennert Packing Company and Holstein wishes the Silver Lake teams and coaches good luck and continued success in every sport. Gennert Packing Company has been serving our area for almost 25 years with meat processing and a retail counter. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon on Saturday. For carryout catering or cooked meats for weddings, graduations, or any other special event, call Gennert Packing Company at 402-756-5611 and at GennertPack.com. Gennert Dunn at Gennert Packing Company in Holstein, Nebraska.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
Welcome back to Roseland. Rob Osmond, Tyson Nirvanik with you, wrapping up a D1, D2 classic matchup. The Lawrence Nelson Raiders win the rivalry. Tom Jensen gets the victory for the Raiders. Silver Lake falls 50-35. Earlier, the Silver Lake girls emerged victorious and kept their perfect season intact with a 47-28 victory over the Lady Raiders. But this game just got out of control, and Lawrence Nelson just managed to hold on and make the shots when it counted the most, I suppose.
Yeah, right. You're exactly right, Rob. It's one of those situations where you had two offenses that were really struggling, and not enough can be said about that. The easy buckets weren't falling, the free throws weren't falling, except for Lawrence Nelson there in that second half really started to come alive from the line. That had a big part to do with it. A lot of the other part was simply the fact that me and you both were baffled by this at the break. We talked about this. Pulling Ostrander out of the game when he had no fouls, and was really the biggest spark for Silver Lake there in that third quarter, as he came out with 8 strong points, finished with 10 overall in the game. Pulling him midway through the third quarter with no fouls, to me, it didn't make a lot of sense, because he was really getting a lot of points in low. He was getting through to a lot of different,
absolutely, and he had the moves down and did it. But I'll tell you, Lawrence Nelson at the free throw line, absolutely fantastic. We only missed 2 on the evening, and I checked that they had lost, or they had missed 2 up until right towards the end when they had a few more drop away. I think they missed like 4 or 5 on the night, but still very dominant play at the charity stripe, and just some solid play all the way around when they needed to. When they put together that big run with Jason Pohlmeier, racked up some serious points and got things going, some clutch play all the way around, and Lawrence Nelson gets a hard-fought victory tonight and improves 10-5. Solid team effort all the way around for these guys.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Rob. And for Lawrence Delston, it was the play of Pallmeyer. Jason Pallmeyer really came alive there in that game. He finishes with 14 points on the game. He had 9 in the third quarter, including a big three-pointer to start the third quarter off for Lawrence Nelson right after Silver Lake had scored a basket of their own to tie the game, and he breaks open a three, and then we start that little bit of a run that we saw in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. It was kind of back and forth, until Lawrence Nelson was able to go on that 12-2 run and establish themselves and grab a 10-point lead.
Absolutely. So we wrap up with the 50-35 victory for the Lawrence Nelson boys. Great play. Let's kind of take a look at the schedules, and we'll wrap things up on that note tonight for Lawrence Nelson. Again, Twin Valley Conference right around the corner here. Starts tomorrow, actually, in Donovan Trumbull. But Lawrence Nelson will finish at Harvard. They'll take on Superior at home, and then they'll finish up on the road to Deschler. So at least to wrap up the season, Lawrence Nelson, three games that are very winnable. Lawrence Nelson team, especially if they can pick up the play a little bit to the level where we saw a lot of sparks tonight going. Again, now at 10-4. For Silver Lake, they've got a pretty tough battle after the Twin Valley Conference that begins again tomorrow. They got to take on a very tough Giltner team. It's a rivalry, and Giltner putting together a very solid team this year, 11-1 thus far. And then they'll travel to Wilcox Hildreth for a D1 matchup, and they'll finish things off with Shelton, who is a respectable 5-8. So things get a little bit mixed up for Silver Lake. If they're looking at getting into postseason play, they're going to have to fight their way through the sub-districts.
Yeah, and it'll be very interesting to see how this Twin Valley Conference tournament winds up for both teams after we saw what can only be described as a struggling offensive performance for really both teams.
Yep.
I thought defenses stepped it up. I mean, they were both defenses, very aggressive, and so that was nice to see. They're going to come out scrappy. I think both teams are going to come out scrappy. If they're playing a top seed in the Twin Valley Conference tournament, they're going to come out scrappy and really try to force some turnovers and maybe get some momentum going.
Yep, absolutely. So we're going to wrap things up on that note. Congratulations to the Lawrence Nelson Raiders boys team for coming out on top. Coach Tom Jensen putting together some fine players to get some good things happening for Lawrence Nelson, the boys, doing a great job out there. So we'll wrap things up on that note. Also a reminder that the Silver Lake girls remained perfect tonight to split this doubleheader, if you will. Silver Lake girls winning 47-28 over the Lawrence Nelson Lady Raiders. That was our first game. So thanks so much for tuning in and joining us. As always, keep your eye on the website at KLIQFM.com and HastingsLink.com and find out what's going to happen during the conference play coming up here for Twin Valley and all around the area. Always a pleasure to bring those games to you, so pay attention to that. We appreciate your tuning in and listening to us. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek saying so long from Roseland. Have a good weekend. Your local sports.